I've seen things you people wouldn't believe. Attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Orion. I watched sea beams glitter in the dark near the Tannhauser Gate. All those moments will be lost in time, like tears in rain.
So it is Sean Ammard, and let's start off by going over a couple things. Screw this year, screw everything about it so far. Yeah, let's go there. I can go on and on about everything about it, but I'm not going to. Simple as that. Today we will go off and talk about a few things. First and foremost, we're going to go over Pandora. Excuse me, got a little bit of sinus issues going on, not the COVID, so forgive me there. We're going to go over Pandora. We're going to cover that because I probably did not plan on getting Pandora, but sorry again. But next month, we have a new box set coming out for Pandora, and this is a Halloween box set. Not a Nightmare box set, but it's a special edition box set with her as a witch, and the Woes as scarecrow-y type witches, and the Poltergeist as another scarecrow type thing. And, well, it's a Halloween special edition. You buy it at your store, and if you spend so much money, you can get a candy and Baby Kate as trick-or-treaters, so to speak. I don't know how I feel about that. I think they kind of look like garbage, but anyway, I'm entitled to my opinion, and you are yours. So, let's go ahead and talk about other things first. What have I been doing? Let's see. Been painting. I finally got my dollhouse put together, minus the main floor. I think it looks pretty good. Got that posted up on the Sean Hammer Facebook page. Been painting some of the extra pieces from my newsies, so that's coming along pretty good. I painted my false witness, kind of look like the guy from House of a Thousand Corpses. Getting a lot of stuff individually done again, so that's nice. Let's see, been buying some Hero Clicks. I've been getting some stuff I didn't know I needed, but I got. Let's see. Fantastic Four made its appearance again in the Hero Clicks realm, so that's pretty nice. I got a starter set for that, so that was cool. Picked up some Frightful Four. Got a whole bunch of them and some Fantastic Four sets to go over top of some of the old builds I had before, so that's pretty cool. Then the Spider-Man and the Absolute Venom and Carnage set came out, or the, and that pretty much took over everything. Pretty cool set. And yeah, that's the newest thing. I've been playing that for a little bit. Pretty cool set there as well. Still working on my Venice / Steampunk board. I'll post pictures of that once it's all said and done. And looking at getting that all together pretty soon. Like I said, we'll go over the Pandora. I wasn't really going to cover this till later, but I wasn't really worried too much about it, but painting the whole Savage crew, and I wasn't worried about putting together the Alyssas for the Savage crew, but seeing that you can put them together for put them in your wool crew, yeah, it made sense, and I figured why not, right? So we'll go ahead and put them all there and check all that and put together a whole, you know, check it out, see what I could do. Okay, let's see, so that's all said. Everyone says Pandora's a negative play experience, but the way I feel, it could be negative play experience, but you know what, everything could be a negative play experience if you're on the opposite end of a good player, a good crew, and you pick just the shit crew, and you're having a bad day, and you're not doing well, you get bad flips and everything like that, and you know, you can just have a negative play. I mean, I'm about to teach my wife how to play, and she's going to play Leviticus, and well, I'm playing Nelly. I'm pretty sure Nelly's not going to do very well against the whole Leviticus crew. I'm probably going to say I'm going to be on the negative side of that. As soon as I get my board done, I'm going to teach my grandbaby how to play her Ulix crew. Oh, speaking of, I won her a bid of the Minicorn, so two of her My Little Pony Piglets will be replaced. So, I don't know how she'll like it, but she'll like the fact that I can paint it. She had them out and shown her dad the day before yesterday, so it's pretty cool. She has she likes them, and she's looking forward to playing, so that's pretty cool. So, let's go over the Pandora crew, shall we? First and foremost, we have Pandora, the crew leader. She has a defense 5, 6 willpower, movement 5, and size 2. Now, this crew is going to be all about the willpower and about pretty much opportunist with conditions and just willpowers. Simple as that. She's got Terrifying 13. She's got defense and willpower with a mask with dark thoughts. So after resolving these duels, the attacking model gets stunned. She gets misery after activation. After an enemy model within 6 inches gains stung, or a condition listed on the model's opportunist ability, this model may either move up to 2 inches or have it suffer 2 damage. So this is going to happen a lot. It just is what it is, and the opponent's just going to have to deal with it. She has mood swings. If this model is the crew's leader, after enemy model within 6 inches is chosen to activate, this model may discard a card or pass token to choose another enemy model in line of sight that is not activated this turn. That model must activate instead of the original model. So a little bit of model manipulation here. So, yeah, she can do that. She's got opportunist any condition before performing an opposed duel. This model may end any condition on the opposed model and to receive plus to that duel. Okay, her attack actions are range of 10, stat 6 with resist willpower. Self-loathing. Choose one of the target's non-shockwave actions. The target gains the effect, cost, and any special restrictions of the chosen action, enemy only. So she's taking one of your actions. Simple as that. She's got the Crushed Eagle with a mask. When resolve the effects of the trigger on the chosen action with suit in that target's final dual total. With a mask, you're going to gain slow. Other attack action, Fear is Given Form. This one's a shooting action. Target number 13. Once for activation, it's a shockwave of 2. Willpower 13, damage 2. When resolving, friendly will models may ignore this effects of this action. Mass Hysteria with a mask. Pushes model damaged by this action up to 3 inches any direction. So, like I said, a lot of willpower going around. Tactical action, she's got Despair's Influence. Discard card. Friendly will only. Push the target up to 3 inches any direction. And into the end of phase, the target adds the suit of the discarded card to its final dual totals. Considering the fact that her keyword is woe, adds a significant ability. Grasping Tentacles, it's a aura of 6, target number 12, status 7, until end of phase before an enemy model within range moves. If that model was not caused by a friendly model, and to end the phase before enemy model within range moves. If that move was not caused by a friendly model, the distance move is reduced by 2. You throw a mask in there, tentacle push, friendly will model moves with model within range. May push up to 2 inches any direction. And for free action, she's got the box opens. Pulse 6, stat 7. Target number 14, enemy models within range must each pass a target number 14 duel or suffer 2 damage and gain stunned. Okay, a lot of willpower going around. You're like, okay, well, maybe I can do willpower duel. No problem. Her totem now. The Poltergeist. Incorporeal. Distraction. Enemy models within 2 inches of this model suffer negative to willpower duels. Opportunist stunned. So, before performing a pull duel, this model may end the stun condition on the opposing model to receive a plus set duel. Misery. Once per activation, after enemy model within 6 inch aura gains stun or condition listed on this model's opportunist ability, this model either may move up to 2 inches or have it suffer 1 damage. This is a Weeping Widow. Enemy models within 6 inches ignore the Ruthless ability. Sharp Claws, doing 2, 3, 4 damage. Hopelessness with a mask. Model must have stunned. When resolving, target gains an additional plus 1 damage. Free action. Model gains stunned. Telekinesis, remove all tactical action. Remove all markers within range. Enemy models within range must each pass the target number 12 move duel or suffer 1 damage. For each marker removed by this action to a maximum of 3. With a mask, enemy models within 4 inches of this model must each pass the target number 14 willpower duel or be pushed 4 inches away from this model. So, you're going to be suffering some negative. At least you can cheat fate, I guess, but it's going to be negative. Now, we're going to go what's in the box. Her box that we have, it's her, Poltergeist, and 3 Sorrows to start. It's kind of a, in the regular box, it's her, Poltergeist, 3 Sorrows, Candy, and Cage. In the special edition box, it's her, Poltergeist, 3 Sorrows. Sorrows, 5 points, 5 defense, 5 willpower, 5 move, size 2, incorporeal, life leech. When an enemy model starts its activation within 4 inches, this model heals 1 and any me model suffers 1 damage. It's just gonna happen. Opportunity, opportunist, stunt, misery. You have it move 2 inches or suffer 1 damage. Claws, 1-2-4 damage, hopelessness, glimpse of insanity, gaining stun. Misery loves company, target friendly model or models with stun places model in base contact with the target. Separated from the pack with a Crow, choose an enemy model as model is engaged with. If there's no other model within 3 inches of the chosen model, this model may take an attack action targeting it. So it's kind of like pseudo pounce. So that's the box set of the Halloween episode. Now, I'm going to finish out the ghosty woes, so to speak. Next up, we have the Lissas. These guys have the Savage on them, but they're also Woes. They're also 30mm Spectres. They cost 4, 5 defense, 5 willpower, 5 move, size 2, incorporeal, misery. Frozen Vigor. So, at the end of this model's activation, if it's within 2 inches of an ice pillar, it gains shielded plus 1 and heals 1. Opportunity, opportunist, staggered. Same thing as the other one, but staggered instead of stunned. It's got the claws, it's got the hopelessness, and it's got the misdirected range with the crow on the trigger for its claws. enemy model. Target takes a melee or ranged deck action chosen and controlled by this model during this action. This model is ignored when determining whether or not its target's engaged. It's also got this attack action, bring it. Target moves its movement plus 2 towards this model. Then the target must make an attack action, close attack, and that cannot declare triggers, targeting this model, if able. Any damage flips from this generated action suffer a negative. For free, target gains staggered. And it's got freeze the corpse for its tactical action. Target a corpse marker, create height 4, blocking, destructible, impassable, ice pillar marker in the base contact with the target, then remove the target. You knew the ice pillar was coming somewhere, right? Next up, we have the Aversion. These guys here, pretty cool. I got them coming. You get 3 in the back. It also comes with Iggy. And we'll get over Iggy in a minute. More ghosts. 30mm base size. Cost of 6. 5 defense. 5 willpower. 5 move. Size 2. Uncorporeal. Opportunist. Stunned. Antipathy. After enemy model ends his move within 4 inches of his model, after resolving the current action with the enemy model, it must pass the target number 13 willpower duel or be pushed 3 inches away from this model. This push is ignored by the disability or other friendly models. Now he has misery. Once per activation, after an enemy model within 6 inches gains stunned or a condition listed in the model opportunist, which is stunned, ability, you may move 2 inches or have it suffer 1 damage. So, and condition, a lot of conditions and willpowers in this crew, like I said. These guys have a revolting swipe doing 2, 3, 4 damage. With a ram, they get heave. You can place the target anywhere within 3 inches of this model. Terrorize for another attack action, enemy only. Target is push its movement an inches away from this model. With a mask on your heels, enemy only, place this model into base contact with the target. With the crow, you get the mental trauma. Target must discard a card or suffer 3 damage. Tactical action, scatter. Enemy models within range are pushed 3 inches away from this model. And with, for the free action, they have frightening reminder. The friendly model only, push the target up to 4 inches away from this model. So kind of like a bully for themselves. Now let's see, we can go ahead and fool around and just do a ghost list and see what we got. Let's see, hires, we got boo doo doo doo, we got 3 Ulysses, 3 Sorrows, 3 Aversions. Nope, we can't do it, but we can almost do it with 5 Soul Stones left. We got 3 Sorrows. Yeah, we can almost do an all ghost list if you want, but so. Now we go to the rest of the woes that Pandora can hire. Now, these somewhat is where you want. We got Iggy, we got Baby Cade, Candy, and the Carver. And Teddy. Kind of. We'll start with Baby Cade. Baby Cade is a woe. He's terrifying living. He's an enforcer, costing you 7. Defense 5. Willpower 6. 5 movement. Size 1. Now he's manipulative. He's got pounce, which means that after enemy model ends his engaged, after enemy model ends a move engaged by this model, if it's not the enemy model's activation, this model gains fast. He's an opportunist against slow. He's got misery. And he's got I Got My Teddy. When hiring, crews containing this model treat Teddy as it were versatile. If it does so, any Teddy model hired this way must deploy 3 inches of this model. Yeah, it's a freaking Teddy, man. You're going to do it. So, baby with a knife. Speaking of, his attack actions are that knife, range 1, stat 7, defense, is its resist. target 234 damage, critical strike, with a ram. You can get, when resolving, the target suffers 1 damage for each ram, maximum of 2. Coordinated attack with a mask. Another friendly model may take a melee action targeting the same model, which unfortunately a lot of times might be a teddy. And he's got execute, which is pretty cool too. The target may either discard a card or a soulstone if you throw a crow in there. If it does neither, it's killed, ignoring demise ability. Yeah, it's like Chucky, I guess. This little guy's got lure. Range of 12, stat 7, resist willpower, target number 12. Move the targets, move towards the model, rip and tear with a ram, take a melee attack action targeting the same model. This attack receives a plus 2 duel, and with a crow, target gains slow. And for free action, he's got Where's Teddy. This action ignores line of sight. Failing only, move the target up to its move towards this model. If the target is a teddy and it ends its movement based contact with this model and the target both heal 2, then place this model into base contact with the target. It's pretty cool, really thematic. I like it. And it's a kid with his teddy bear, and, you know, Christopher Robin had his. Why can't Baby Cade have his teddy? Speaking of, my pain and my misery, like Winnie the Pooh with a red shirt and pieces of piglet patching, because, well, why not? Next up, we have candy. Oh, anyway, the Halloween Baby Cade is him in a teddy bear outfit. I don't like it. Candy, she's holding her head. Kind of dig it. Not too far off the original sculpt. I don't know how I feel about everything, but she's got manipulative. Defense 5 with a crow built in, 6 willpower, 5 movement, size 1. Corrupted Innocence. If this model is not activated this turn, enemy models that start their activation within 4 inches, each must discard a card and gain stunned. So she's going to stun you, no matter what. There you go. Let's see, she's got defense, willpower with her built-in crow, disarming when resolving. If an attacking model did not declare a trigger, reduce the damage this model suffers by 2. Opportunist, fast. Yep. By performing a post duel, the model may end as fast. Condition, have this, misery. Let's see, we got that. Let's see, she's got self-loathing, just like Pandora. Glimpse of Insanity. Target, gain stun on your heels. Enemy only, place this model into base contact with the target. Burnout, target suffers 2 damage and gains fast. Tactical actions, temper tantrum. Enemy models within range must each pass a target number 14 duel or gain slow. Bloody display with a mask. Enemy models within 4 inches of this model must each pass a target number 14 willpower duel or be pushed 4 inches away from this model. And she, as always, she's got a goodie basket. Other models only. Target heals 1, 2, 3 damage. If she's got a ram in there, tear off a bite. This model heals 2. And if you've got a crow, burn out. Target suffers 2 damage and gains fast. And she's a henchman. Oh, I didn't throw. Oh, there he is. Now Iggy. He comes with those weird ghost things. He's an enforcer living wildfire and whoa, wildfire. Defense 5, 6 willpower, 5 movement, size 1. He's manipulative. He's opportunist, burning. Go figure. He's got defense, willpower, trigger with a crow. Unimpressed. When resolving, if this attacking model discarded a trigger, reduce the damage this model suffers by 2. Misery, as all of them do. Flaming Fury. Let's see. target suffers 2, 3, 4 damage. Game burning 1, flame wall with a ram. Target must have burning 3 or greater drops, and they drop a 50 millimeter hazardous burning 1 pyre marker onto the target. With a tome, blaze, models damaged by this action gain burning plus 1 for each tome in action with a maximum of 2. It's got arson. Instead of dropping a shockwave marker, this action must center a shockwave marker on a scheme marker within range. Shockwave 2, movement 12, damage 2, burning. Then remove the target severe with a crow, severe injury, models damaged by this action gain. Injury plus 1 for each crow in action with a maximum of plus 2. Tactical actions. Reckless. This model may suffer 1 damage to gain fast. He's got his place. We will go Teddy next. So he's going to be 10, versatile. His 4 defense, 5 willpower, 5 movement, size 3. He's got regeneration 1, terrifying 11, armor plus 1. Feed on fear. After an enemy model within this model's engagement range fails a willpower duel, it heals 1, and hopefully they are going to be doing that. Flurry. Once per turn, after this model resolves a melee attack during its activation, it may discard a card to take that action again. So he's going jump, jump, jump. Let's see. Heavy claws. Stat is 6 with a built-in crow, range 2. Target suffers 3, 4, 6 damage. Bowled over with a mask. Push target 4 inches away from this model, then push this model 4 inches towards the target. With that built-in crow, swallow you whole. After killing, the target does not drop any markers, and this model heals 1, 2, 3 damage. He's got Terrorize. Enemy only. Target is pushed its movement inches away from this model. And with a crow, display their dead. Remove a corpse marker within 2 inches of this model. Enemy models pushed by this action gain distracted once. Tactical actions. He's got I've Got Your Back. Target other engaged friendly model. Target is placed into base contact with this model. Tear off a bite. Heals 2. Knock side. Move 4 inches. Let's see, he's got consume, friendly only. This model heals an amount equal to the target health and then kill the target and ignoring its demise ability. So I don't know if you gotta kill a woe, I guess. But then we got the guy I'm looking forward to running. This guy here is on a 50 millimeter base as well. He's a henchman. We got the Carver. He's a nightmare and a wool, and we're just going to ignore the nightmare right now because, unfortunately, I say it now, but I'll probably end up with it because I gotta have everything, I suppose. Freaking weird. We have the Carver. It's a scarecrow with a pumpkin head. I like him. He seems to be near impossible to get right now in the secondary market, but I'll get one or build my own. I might do that. Terrifying 11. Feed on fear. Ruthless. Opportunist. Focused. So if you focus, he's got it. He's got misery. So he's, I think he's a little bit more of a woe than he is a nightmare. Although he's a nightmare. He's got his shears with a stat of 7 with built-in ram. Resist defense and range 1. He's doing 2, 2, 4 damage. Critical strike with a ram. Swift action. He's got that, he's got a mask in there. He can do this again. Execute with a crow. You can't beat that. He's got breathe fire. Range is 6. Stat 6. Defense is its resist. 2 damage. 3 damage with a blast. 4 damage with 2 blasts. Models damaged by this action gain burning plus 1. With that crow. It will trigger up in flames, remove all scheme markers within 2 inches of the target. Glimpse of insanity. Well, target's going to gain stun. And he's got draw essence as a tactical action. This model suffers 1 damage. Models within the range must each pass the target number 12 duel or suffer 2 damage. For each other model damaged by this action, this model heals 1. And I like the whole feel kind of going along with it. I try to stay away from this freaking crew for the longest time because I've heard a whole bunch of people, oh, yeah, negative play experience, negative play experience, negative play experience. Well, boys and girls, let me tell you something. I just painted up a whole friggin' unit of giants, okay? Everything is a 50mm base minus the primordial magic. Master, 50mm base. Henchman, 50mm base. 2 Cyclopses, 50. 3... I don't know what to tell you. I got a whole army full of cats. They sit there and they throw them around and they hand out blight tokens and everyone dies and they got an undead dog / cat that kills you with blight. I mean, I got an army that kills you with poison. I mean, the 10 Thunders, anything in the 10 Thunders, negative play experience. So at this point in time, I don't know really what's not a negative play experience. It's how you gotta deal with it. You gotta play to your strengths, you gotta keep your distance and know somewhat your army, your crew, not so much what your opponent can do. You just gotta know your strengths. So the negative play experience bullshit, stop blaming it on the other person, the other unit, the other army. Just get off your freaking high horse. Stop blaming other people. Take ownership for the fact that maybe you do need to learn how to play a little bit better. Maybe you need to pick up something different. Play with what you like. And it doesn't matter if you like playing with what you have. It doesn't matter negative or not. If you feel good about what you bought and what you painted and what you've done at the end of the day, it doesn't matter as long as you had fun doing it. Stop blaming it on the meta. And everything. It's like, you can say it's the meta. It's a negative play experience. It's not that. It's excuses. Just have fun. So, here it is. I mean, I say that now just because I, like, bought everything. And that's just about it. I mean, I own everything. And I'm a freaking big-ass whiner as it is. And I can sit there, I can drop the freaking wine ball all I want too, but I don't say negative play experience. I say it's friggin' sucks, and I'm a baby about crap. But end of the day, it's a game I like to play. I try and get people to play it with me, and this COVID's pulling me right down, man. I got nobody to play against. I'm in basement painting shit. I'm talking on a computer. It's just rough world out there, man. We just got to do what we can to get as much enjoyment out of it as we can. Protect what we have and have fun doing it. And that's it. I'm going to own some witches. I'm going to buy some Kingdom Death models to supplement this crew. It's going to have a whole bunch of witches. I'm going to probably have to make a scarecrow. I got a teddy already. And yeah, I'm going to have a Pandora crew. This is the bottom line. It's another one. Just have it all. It's like Pokemon. And I don't know what I'm going to do next. Oh, by the way. Hero Quest is coming out again. Thank Avalon Hill. I think it's Avalon Hill. We're going to have Hero Quest again. And, unfortunately, I bought both expansions for the Hellboy miniature game. And, yeah, maybe I have spent too much money on this crap to paint and wish I had more time to play it. But, hey. It is what it is, and I like talking about it. And if anyone's in the Port Huron, St. Clair area, Michigan, and they want to get together and play a game of something, get a hold of me at SeanHammer, the number 9, at yahoo.com. Check out my Facebook. Check out some stuff. Like my page. And, hey, let's get together. Let's form some type of community and get to playing. All right. If you're not having fun, stop playing the game, and hear from me soon. All right. Thanks.